Operator. Gonna mellow you out before the news about the weather this weekend with some Jim Croce. Born on this day back in 1943. Number one single in 1973 with Time in a Bottle. You Don't Mess Around with Jim. Operator, the one we're hearing right now. Killed in a plane crash on the way to a concert September 20th, 1973. At the age of 30. Jim Croce, born on this day back in 1943. Scott Bertram filling in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us. And yes, we can prep you for the weekend weather as best we can. Welcoming in Jim Geyer, meteorologist at WLNS 6 News in Lansing. Jim, thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure, Scott.
So we've got quite the system moving through. Most of the lower peninsula and a little of the upper peninsula starting today into Saturday and a little into early Sunday as well. This is, it's like a potpourri, Jim, depending where you live, depends on what you get, but we'll see all sorts of weather on Saturday across Michigan.
That's correct. In fact, we're starting off already on a very mild note across just about the southern two-thirds of the lower peninsula. We're way above freezing right now. But there is a very slow-moving cold front stretching from about the Alpena area and then down towards Chicago. It's not even going to make its way through here until sometime tonight. So we will stay mild through today and into tonight. The big problem is going to be when we go below freezing tomorrow. That's just one of the big events. The other is, as long as we're ahead of that, as the rain moves up from the south, we're going to get some heavy downpours, and we're going to be seeing before it even changes over to some freezing rain, we're going to be seeing anywhere from 3 to 5 inches of rain in about a 48-hour period. So there's going to be some flooding, especially in our southern sections, like Jackson, for instance. They could have an all-time record on the Grand River in Jackson. They could go up to about 15.4 inches, which is above flood stage by a couple of inches. So they're going to have some flooding problems in Jackson.
Let's kind of move south to north, Jim, if we could. Mm-hmm. So starting south, you mentioned Jackson here where I am in Hillsdale. I think I saw about 4 inches, like you said, 3 to 5. Mm-hmm. What kind of flooding concerns should we be looking at? This is the kind of storm where things that have never flooded might flood. And what's the concern, or is there concern about, the ground being still frozen in some areas, too? I'm not sure how much just this warmth might impact that.
It will. And, you're right. The heaviest of the rains will be in the southern part of Michigan down into Indiana and Ohio, kind of lining up from northeast to southwest. And Hillsdale's kind of right also in the middle of that, too. They're looking at anywhere from 3 to 5 inches of rain in that 48-hour period. And the crest on any rivers takes a few days. So, For instance, in Jackson, the Grand River there, they're not going to reach a flood stage until Wednesday of next week. So that's a biggie.
Yep. And, rain is bad, flooding is bad, but man, ice is just so nasty for a number of reasons. And we do have some ice concerns here with this storm, specifically around, your neck of the woods at WLNS in Lansing. Perhaps a half inch, that's a lot of ice to deal with in those areas.
That is. And what's going to happen is that front that I mentioned that's just going to take a crawl from north to south isn't going to make it through the Lansing area until tomorrow morning. And at that time, temperatures will fall below freezing as the rain continues to fall. So it looks like overnight, while it's going to be mainly rain, and thank goodness it will be, because we're going to be seeing about an inch to an inch and a half of rain by daybreak tomorrow. And then the wind turns to the north. Northeast, and that cold air just comes in from the north and changes everything to freezing rain, where we're going to get another inch to an inch and a half of rain. It looks like the changeover from rain to freezing rain will happen about this time tomorrow, anywhere between 6 and 9 o'clock in the morning, and that's when we'll start to see the accumulation of ice, especially, on the trees and the power lines to the Board of Water and Light here in Lansing. They have they're on alert. They've got everyone on alert for this one.
And we mentioned that the heaviest ice might be around Lansing, maybe south-southwest of Lansing, but there is going to be ice over a significant area up toward Flint, out west toward Grand Rapids, kind of that central area of the Lower Peninsula, certainly a lot of areas there could see ice accumulation. That's dangerous for power outages. That's dangerous for trees. That's dangerous for travel. There's a whole lot to keep in mind with an ice event.
Yes. In fact, the heaviest, if you want to put the line where it's going to be the heaviest, would be like from about Lapeer through Flint. You could almost just take I-69 right into Lansing and down into Charlotte and Hastings area. That's going to be the area that will probably get the most of the freezing rain, and then it just tapers off a little bit on each side. But you're right. You go up toward the Alma area and over toward Grand Rapids, they're going to see a quarter to maybe a half an inch of that freezing rain as well. And this one is not going to be a big snowmaker. There will be snow further to the north, maybe 1 to 2, 2 to 4 inches of snow up around the Clare area northward. But again, for them, it's not a big event, although they do like the snow around here. Yeah, we're really keeping a close eye on the freezing rain, when it switches over, and then for how long.
Jim Geyer, meteorologist, WLNS 6 in Lansing, here on the Steve Gruber Show. So we'll go a little bit north and head into the snow expectations. You touched on that a little there, but mainly what, the northern part of the Lower Peninsula probably seeing the worst of the snowfall with this storm, Jim?
Yeah, and again, it's not going to be a big one, mm-hmm. at least not in their terms,
sure.
a big amount of snow. So again, when all the moisture is starting to turn over to snow, it's moving southward. So they are not going to get the heaviest of the snow there as they get in some other storms that go through the area. So it's basically going to be one that's going to transition everything from almost spring-like weather to cold weather that's going to turn everything water to ice. But again, the good news is, too, this system's going to move out pretty quickly. Sunday, it should all be over with as far as the precipitation. We'll even have some peaks of sun, but it's going to be windy, too. And boy, if the branches have ice on them and you crank up the winds a little bit, there's yeah. another problem. You see a lot of branches being knocked down by those winds.
Hey, Jim, just in general, it's been a little bit of an odd winter so far down here where I am in Hillsdale. We had one significant snowfall. That was way back in November, the very first one of the year. We've hardly had any shovelable snow. I made that a word, shovelable snow, mm-hmm. since that point. Do you see anything in the next couple of weeks that might be a significant snowmaker? Or might we head into February with really no snow?
Well, we're going to start getting the snow. I don't see any big storms heading our way right now, but we are going to flip from what feels like spring back to more of a winter weather setting. That will be happening in about a week or so. And the second half of the month of January is going to be cold, which I think will carry into February. So at that time, then we're going to start to see mainly snow events. As far as big storms, there aren't any big ones on the horizon, but this is going to be a case, again, starting in about a week from now when the really cold air sticks around for a while.
All right, Jim Geyer, meteorologist at WLNS 6 in Lansing, WLNS.com, at Jim Geyer, WLNS on Twitter as well. Jim, thanks so much for the insight and the time this morning. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Scott.
Thank you much. Jim Geyer from WLNS 6 in Lansing, helping get us set for the Saturday storm across Michigan. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a small business owner, you can be pulled in many directions. There are decisions that need to be made about your workforce, insurance, and taxes, not to mention all the decisions you need to make about serving your customers. There's one decision, however, that thousands of businesses make each year, and that's the decision to become a member of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber works with companies of all sizes and types to deliver solutions to relieve the stress of running a business. With a combination of powerful advocacy and products and services to help your bottom line, your membership investment can add to your business success. At the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, we put our members in the center of all that we do. It's our job to fight for your business so you can keep running yours.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't! It's too heavy!
Oh my God!
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! He just looked... I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.